This is Ozarks at Large. Telehealth technologies promise to make dental care more accessible and affordable. But as Arkansas Public Media's David Monteith reports, teledentistry has been slow to take root in Arkansas.
In a nutshell, teledentistry is the examination, diagnosis, and sometimes even treatment of dental patients remotely. It often involves the use of specialized cameras to capture high-quality digital videos or photos of patients' teeth. The images are then securely transmitted live or recorded to dental practitioners for review. Dr. Lindy Bolin, Arkansas's director of the Office of Oral Health, describes one possible benefit of teledentistry with this example.
Using an intraoral camera and taking pictures, snapshots, that the hygienist could share with the doctor and say, I think there's some decay here. Instead of the patient driving into the office and then the dentist doing the exam and saying, okay, we're going to have to schedule about an hour to do all this work, you'll need to come back. The hygienist that's out in the field could capture those images. The dentist could have something to look at and say, oh yeah, we're going to need X amount of time. Let's schedule to have Bob in. We're going to do some treatment on this.
The time-saving potential of teledentistry could be significant, as well as its ability to reach patients lacking easy access, Bolin says.
But it's changing the mind thought of providers and the public all at the same time. So it's an evolution in the process.
While many dentists have been slow to adopt the new technology, Dr. Michael Zweifler, a Little Rock-based dentist, was one of teledentistry's early pioneers in Arkansas. He says the technology was helpful in his consultations with a practice in Clarendon.
Being an 80-mile trip each way, I was working a couple days a week to help them develop their dental program or bring it to a new level. And it was so much easier for me to be here in Little Rock and be able to look at the images of teeth that were going to be seen. Like, for example, on Monday, I would be able to talk and see pictures of the teeth I was going to be seeing on Tuesday. So I was able to communicate with the staff over there over the phone so that we could schedule those patients in a very efficient manner.
Zweifler says advances in camera technology have improved image quality in recent years, and internet access has also become more widely available in rural areas. But, he says, the use of data encryption has been the biggest key to unlocking the potential of both telehealth and teledentistry.
Patient privacy is of the utmost importance. And now with telemedicine, teledentistry, and with improvements and refining of the ability to transport digital or medical information in an encrypted form was really the turning point that made teledentistry and telemedicine possible. Before that, I think the patient protection policies from HIPAA, you know, you wouldn't dare transfer medical information.
These advances have resulted in the growth of telemedicine, but wide deployment of teledentistry by states has still lagged. In 2015, Arkansas enacted a telemedicine law requiring coverage for telemedicine by Medicaid, private insurance, and state employee health plans. 2 years later, Deborah Ferguson, a Democratic member of the Arkansas House of Representatives, who is a licensed dentist, sponsored a telemedicine bill. The measure sets standards for telemedicine. For example, it mandates providers cannot initiate a relationship with a patient remotely using an internet questionnaire, email, or text. The act encompasses teledentistry, but specific dental practices are not named in the bill.
Dentistry is more like surgery, and it's really very different than a medical visit. And really, when we wrote the telemedicine bill, even as a dentist, we did not write it with dentistry in mind.
Despite that, Ferguson does see some potential benefits of teledentistry, especially for children in Arkansas.
What I would really like to see done, which I think teledentistry could facilitate, I would like to see a requirement that every child, before they started school, had to have a dental screening. You know, one of the biggest reasons kids miss days of school is for dental pain.
Across the country, state legislatures are working to keep up with the rapidly advancing fields of telemedicine and teledentistry. In Arkansas, the law requires a face-to-face meeting between a dentist and the patient before the use of any telecommunications, which may be one reason teledentistry has been slow to catch on. The Arkansas Board of Dental Examiners has some flexibility to change those requirements, but no rules specifically governing teledentistry have been issued by the board yet. Dr. Mark Ackerman, the director of orthodontics at Boston Children's Hospital, founded the American Teledentistry Association last year. Ackerman keeps tabs on trends across the country and says laws like those in Arkansas reflect those in several other states which are being challenged in federal court. One such case in Alabama alleges that the state's dental board violated federal antitrust laws by creating rules which prohibit a national company from using teleorthodontics to sell an alternative to traditional braces for straightening teeth.
What I'm saying is when you look at what's gone on in, you know, these three states, Arkansas, Alabama, Georgia, and many other states have entered the fray, it's more like protectionism and, almost collusion to price fix in the market.
While the courts untangle the legal ramifications of new applications of teledentistry, Ackerman says patients will be even further delayed in receiving the benefits that could be offered.
I think that teledentistry is not growing as rapidly as it could because there have been so many barriers, either legislatively or by dental boards, that have sort of made a lot of practitioners leery to even use it for, you know, plain old communications with patients of record.
Ackerman believes it's just a matter of time before teledentistry becomes more mainstream because he thinks insurance companies will support the cost-saving potential.
As the insurers take greater interest because they want to improve the quality of care and they also want to improve the economics of care, teledentistry is going to become front and center. So I think we have a lot to look forward to.
Dr. Zweifler is among those who hope the legal issues get worked out soon so more dentists in the state at least try teledentistry.
And Arkansas fits a very good test tube to do this type of study and capturing statistics so that we can say, okay, we've done it in these three or four places. If it's working, let's duplicate it. And hopefully, you know, somebody down in southeast Arkansas in the Delta in the middle of nowhere who has a dental component that isn't being utilized might get more services available to their kids and adults too.
As telemedical laws are more clearly defined and the technology continues to improve, more patients and providers, including dentists, experts say, may use it. In Little Rock, I'm David Monteith, Arkansas Public Media.
Support for this series on oral health in Arkansas comes from the Delta Dental of Arkansas Foundation, working to increase access to dental care in the state and improve the oral health of all Arkansans.